Man, it's a feel-good Monday. I think everything changed yesterday. I did. Game one is always a write-off. You know, you don't know what's happening in game one. September can be, too. I'll acknowledge that. But yesterday felt different. Justin Fields, I think, seized the quarterback job. It's unimaginable to me that if Russell Wilson were declared healthy right now, that he would start next week. That is unimaginable. Do you agree with that?
Yes, and I don't think you'll see him move from the number one QB one spot on the depth chart, though. I think that's going to be there just because it's a respect factor. I'm going to be interested to see what Mike says tomorrow about the injury situation. Because Russell Wilson, every week for
the
last 3 weeks,
he's going to say the same thing.
Said it's getting better.
And I still wonder, by the way, if Russell were in his prime in Seattle, if he'd be playing all these games. I can't get the report out of my mind from week one that Adam Schefter said he told the coaches I can play in the opener. Has he gotten worse since then?
I mean, he doesn't.
I don't know. And could it be in a weird way that the Steelers' season took a turn for the better? And this isn't, you know, I don't wish anybody to get hurt, but took a turn for the better with that stupid blocking sled drill that they never would have known or tried Justin Fields if not for Wilson's injury.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, if that's how it started and it continues and gave him the opportunity, yeah, it could be the best thing that ever happened to him in terms of future.
Well, you know, that's definitely what gave him the opportunity.
When you see these teams like Miami, which has so much at stake for this season, fall apart now, two injuries, Tua is going to eventually be back. But they're going to need someone beyond who they have. And there's talk about who's
would you
available.
Trade Russell?
See, I wouldn't. For the same reason I wouldn't have traded Dan Moore. People wanted to do that at the beginning of the season because, oh, you have Broderick Jones and you have Troy Fautano. But guess what? You also know that sooner or later you're going to need that depth. If you had traded him, I don't know what you would have gotten for him, but you would have been at a disadvantage right now, I think. Now, they have guys like Dylan Cook who can move in and play, but they're not to the same level, obviously, as those. If you traded Russell Wilson right now, you do have Kyle Allen, so he's a veteran, but you limit your options for injury insulation. And I never liked
doing that. I think that's a strength that they have is depth at the quarterback position.
I thought that last year.
I'm saying with Russell Wilson is your strength.
Right.
I wouldn't trade him. I would not trade Russell Wilson right now.
Would you dangle him and see what?
No, I'm not interested.
If the team gets desperate enough.
I'm 3-0. I'm thinking, listen, if Justin Fields were to get banged up, we might have a great option here in Russell Wilson to go to. I wouldn't want to jeopardize that.
And that's what I would love to have that insulation, knowing that if something happens, whether it's performance related or injury related, that Russell Wilson's ready to go.
Here's another shout out for you, Bob. Broderick Jones, I thought, showed a ton of character bouncing back from as bad a series as an offensive lineman has ever had, maybe, in that Denver game. And for him to bounce back and I thought play really well. Romo called him out for an early mistake on an identification. But other than that, I thought he was very good. Not noticeable, and I mean that as a compliment. Shout out to him, Bob. Broderick Jones for that game.
You know, and after
he didn't
the game,
have to go against Bosa because Bosa got hurt, but nevertheless.
He did go against Bosa early on and pancaked him 15 yards behind the line. He just drilled him down. It was unbelievable what he did to him. But that's what he's capable of, you know. And I know that Mike Tomlin did not ever think that this guy wasn't going to be hurt for him. He did what he had to do last week because he was guilty of too many bad plays. But that guy was number one for a reason. That guy they moved up to get for a reason. He's still going to be, I think, a good player for them. Whether it's right or left after this year, who knows?
Yeah.
But you need those guys. And I'm going to go back to Dan Moore, though. Dan Moore played a very solid game at left tackle. At the beginning, he had a couple of plays that he got lost on, I thought.
Yeah, you can live with that. And that was Khalil Mack for at least a good portion of the time.
Right.
You want to know how to lose a game? To, the Denver Broncos, be like Tampa Bay, winging the ball around all over the place. 33 attempts got away from their game plan because they fell behind early. So what do you get there? You get 7 sacks of Baker Mayfield. You have an interception. You have a lost fumble. You have a bunch of problems and you lose 26-7 to Tampa. That's what Mike Tomlin's trying to avoid and doing a very good job of it. And then yesterday we saw a big progression, a big leap for Justin Fields. Back to the phones. Wonder Twin, who do we have?
Let's go to Micah in West Mifflin.
Hey, Micah.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
So, So I got a couple takes for you. You definitely got to keep in Fields. If you put in Russ and he does bad, you know the fans are going to give you some stuff for it. And the other take that I have is, couldn't it have just been the Bears in general? Like, if you think about it, yesterday I'm watching the game, Caleb Williams threw 46-plus passes. I feel like the Bears just want too much out of their quarterbacks.
Right, and they're not surrounding those guys with the kind of philosophy, strategy to make them develop a little quicker. When you're throwing a ball that much, not many rookie quarterbacks are going to come in and light it up. They just don't. It takes time.
No, absolutely not. And that's kind of what they wanted out of Fields, too, which may have caused the turnovers out of what he was doing.
Appreciate the call. Of course it could be the Bears. They're the Bears. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Our football talk right now, presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits, still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Wonder Twin?
Well, let's send it over to John, who's in Hermitage.
Bob, very subtly, I've switched to Wonder Twin, and you have had no comment
because
on that.
Because you've called him all sorts of things. I don't know what to believe. I think his name is Austin. We have forgotten what Austin is. Austin?
Well, that's why it's City Limits. It was Austin City Limits to start out with and has morphed all the way into Wonder Twin.
I have this to present to the table.
Please.
I was at the game yesterday.
Yes.
And a buddy of mine has a tailgate, and he introduced me to someone, and he said, have you met my friend City Limits? And he said, you mean Austin Bechtel? And I said, yes! I said, that's me! And I knew Bob would be happy.
Yeah, because
Bob
your mom and dad want to, they behold the Bechtel name. They don't want to
I've met his mom and dad, and they liked City Limits very much. Go ask Donnie
I'm
Football.
I'm sure they don't like it more than my name.
I think they do. Go ask Donnie Football how a nickname
works
out for you.
Did you give him that nickname?
You. No.
Okay.
That was, I think,
No, that's
Pony.
A good name. I get it. But then he also morphs into Donnie Baseball, Donnie.
Sure.
You know,
and
soccer.
This guy morphs into Wonder Twin. How are you, sir? What's on your mind?
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, love the show. This is a feel-good Monday.
Sure is.
Where are you calling us from? You're in a chamber
I'm
or some
in Harmer.
Sort.
I'm in Harmer. From my cell phone. What does it sound like? I'm in prison.
Kind of.
No, I couldn't imagine that. What's on your mind?
But anyhow, let's get to the it is a the Steelers really look good for the first time on offense in 2 years since Ben was here, in my opinion. I mean, they threw the ball over the field, you know, and the quarterback just looked great. And
what about the Cincy game last year where Mason tore them up?
Well, since we lost Mason, you know, my mistake, you're right. Rudolph is the only one that actually looked good in the last 2 years at a quarterback, but I knew Tomlin wasn't going to keep him. Didn't you think that?
I thought they would keep him, not necessarily as their starter, but I thought they would after what he did.
I thought he was determined to see what was out there for him. And they didn't make him an offer he couldn't refuse. And I think it all ended very happily as far as I can see, because I like Justin Fields better. Although you might see Mason in Tennessee. How about a final thought, sir?
He's gone.
Oh. Let's take one more, Limits. That one was interesting. I'll say that.
Yes.
One.
Let's go to George in Aliquippa.
Hello, George.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
That was quite interesting, last caller. But anyhow, I just want you to flip the game and say that was Harbaugh that had the ball at the 1 yard line. I guarantee you he would have punched it in to run it up. Now, that's a class act by Tomlin. But I'm just I'm just wondering what your guys' feelings are. If the whole game was flipped, do you think Harbaugh would have punched that in? And one other thought on this. The announcer said that Najee, he kind of went down the end of the game. I don't believe that. In the heat of the moment, he wanted into that end zone.
Well, it's interesting. I love that.
Let you guys talk.
I love that topic,
Thank you, sir.
And I appreciate it. Tony Romo did say that Najee might have gone down in bounds just to end the game. I'll say this. He appeared, if he had just kept running straight, I think he would have scored. I think he wanted to invite contact because he loves contact. He like waited for that guy to his right to run him over. And then I thought, well, let me think here. Was it the right move then, Bob, just to kneel on the ball? Yeah, it was sportsmanlike.
Yeah,
do you score there? Do you try to get point differentials and tiebreakers?
I don't think Harbaugh would have done that either. I honestly think Najee Harris was determined to score on that run. He had six guys on his
back. Tony Romo said no to that.
Well, I disagree with that. I thought the next play, obviously, was the right play in the victory formation. You just take a knee. Although, speaking of taking a knee, here's a friend of mine who had this prop bet yesterday.
Yes.
Patrick Mahomes yards rushing. Okay?
Yeah.
So over and under was like 41 yards. I forget what the exact total was. Well, he had 50 at the end of the game until they took three kneel downs. He lost 5 yards, lost 4 yards, and lost 4 more yards. And that went from over to under, and he lost his bet.
Holy bird milk. Well, let me present you with this, Bob.
Should that count? Kneel downs when you're talking about
over
and unders?
No, it shouldn't count against your rushing yards. It should just be a non-play.
It should be a non-play. That's what I always say.
Shouldn't count at all in the stats. Tiebreakers at the end of the year. One is head-to-head, right? Let's say it was Steelers-Chargers or Steelers-Chargers and Bills looking for that last wild card spot. Head-to-head. All right, sometimes you don't have that. Best one-loss tied percentage within your own division. That could easily be tied. Best one-loss in common games. And then after that, best one loss in games within the AFC. Guess what fifth is, Bob? Like, you don't have to go teen here. Five is strength of victory in all games. So are you justified in scoring at the end?
You're going way down the rabbit hole to come up with the fifth tiebreaker.
I mean, I said, I'm not going to the 11th.
This is not the NCAA or the college football playoff.
All right. I'm just asking.
Where you score 80 points because you have to. I when was the last time we went that far down in a tiebreaker? I'd have to know that before I say that's a reason to punch a ball in it.
Like I said, it's only number five, and there are 12. The last one's a coin toss. Can you imagine if the last wild card came down to a coin toss, Bob? With a lot of pressure there, what would you call? I think I'd go tails.
I might go tails also. Because most people think heads. But
so if head-to-head is inapplicable, you go to your divisional record, even if it's a tie out of your division. Okay, you might have the same. Then common games, conference games, and then strength of victory. Like, I don't think that's... Well, when's the last time it went to... Strength of victory. Let me find out, Bob.
I mean, you'd have to dig deep down. I can't believe it would go that far down. It has to be. I don't remember any situations recently where that was required.
I know. I'm just asking. That's all. I'm just asking. I would have been tempted to score the touchdown. But I think it was, in the end, it was a sportsmanlike move by Tomlin. And like I said today, at the top of the show, and maybe it was a little bit into it, that I think he's been great so far. And I really, even the end of the half, I'm not going to nitpick on.
No.
Leaving a second
on the
clock.
I don't have a problem with that. You're trying to get points. This guy's been, you never know if those 3 points are going to be. And what's the risk? The risk is some Hail Mary, which has probably a 1% chance of working. I get it. You're giving them a chance. But Boswell's normally been automatic. And I know 62 is a lot. We saw the guy from Dallas, what's his name, Aubrey? He hit a 65-yarder. That dude is going to eventually break the record, I think, from Justin Tucker. But there was no wind. There was no conditions. I would have tried that, too. I have no problem with that.
I can't find the furthest they've gone in the tiebreaker to determine a playoff
team. That's because it hasn't happened in a long time. I
found in 2006, the Giants almost had to go to strength of schedule tiebreaker.
Which one?
I think that was lower than the one I mentioned, strength of schedule. I want to find this, Limits, and I want you on this project. Can you look this up?
Yes.
You ask a lot of Austin.
I know. He's incredible. And he treated us to a pizza today. City Limits did.
I saw that. I saw that exchange.
Yes, the Vast Research Bureau also providing the goods.
What a wonderful man he is, Bob. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. The fact that people recognize you as City Limits. What about Horse? When he was coaching youth football, he was recognized as Horse.
What I said is he recognized me as Austin.
Oh, and that was a big moment.
Yeah.
Back to your original name.
Correct. My given name from 23 years ago. Compared to my dubbed name
but 10 months ago. But you also wear t-shirts that say City Limits, right?
I do have one, yes.
Do you want to go back to just Austin?
I think we can rattle back and forth between both.
What's okay. The other one you called him just now?
Wonder Twin.
Wonder Twin. What is that about?
I forget how that became.
You think he looks like that kid from the Wonder?
No. How did that? What was the
evolution of
Wonder Twin?
I don't know where you sprinkled that one in. You call a lot of people that.
No, just you.
Okay. God, I'm unique in that sense.